لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani channel, there are many excellences related to reciting Salat al-Nabi, Durood Sharif upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to his Sahabi Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, that if you spend all your time, all your spare time, your free time reciting Salat upon me, which is what Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu anhu asked about, meaning what do you say regarding this, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you do so, you spend all your free time remembering me, reciting Salat upon me, then this will be sufficient to remove your worries and have your sins forgiven as well. Now in this day and age, who is free from worries? We all have some sort of worry or another. Everybody's difficulty, everybody's hardship is different, could be different. Someone may have financial problems, someone may have marital problems, someone may have familial problems, another person is going through issues related to disobedient children, someone is struggling to find employment. In short, we're all facing problems. And this dunya is not Jannah, far from it. This is a place where we're tested. And we have to show that we are true believers, we have to remain patient and work towards finding solutions. So in this hadith, we're told if you want to remove your worries, you want to remove those difficulties and hardships, that grief that you're going through, then what do? You recite Salat al-Nabi. In your spare time, in your free time, rather than go on social media and waste your time, or link up with friends unnecessarily, yeah, this is an issue. Linking up with friends per se is not bad, or meeting friends. But when that majlis is bereft or devoid of khair, there's no mention of Allah, there's no mention of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that's not a gathering that will benefit you in the akhirah. So we should limit ourselves in terms of these types of gatherings, and instead spend your free time with a tasbih in your hand or a digital tasbih and recite Salat al-Nabi. When you do so every day regularly, inshallah, your problems will go away and your sins will be forgiven as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq to recite Salat in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now today in this short bayan, I want to touch upon a work that was done by one of our imams in the past. SubhanAllah, because of that, he's still remembered today, he's still praised today, and he's still receiving reward today whilst he is resting in his grave. Now this imam was an imam from 1,000 years ago. In fact, he was an imam from the previous century. I'm referring to Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, the reviver of Islam, the reviver of the 14th Islamic century, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Now this scholar, SubhanAllah, he spent his entire life doing khidmah, serving the deen. But there was one particular work which was outstanding. And the scholars, when they studied this work, they said, even if he did not do anything else, If this great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, if he did not do anything else in his life, but he just wrote or dictated this one translation of the Quran, this would be sufficient in declaring him a mujaddid, a reviver of Islam. What is that work? That work is known as Kanzul Iman fi Tarjamatil Quran. Now let me give you the historic background. Go back a century to India, the subcontinent. This was before the formation of Pakistan. That land was all one. There was colonial rule, as we know. That time was a very difficult time. In fact, many, many heresies, many deviancies had crept into the Ummah. Many people, groups with heretical beliefs, they reared their ugly head. Now Muslims, especially Awamun Nas, people of the general public, they're not scholars of Islam. They don't devote their lives to studying the deen. So when they heard some of these deviant beliefs, they actually thought this was Islam. And they began to adopt those same beliefs, ma'adallah. What happened? A student of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He was a great Mufti in his own right, and he knew what was going on, how people's Iman was being snatched away from them, how they were being taught wrong aqaid and doctrine. He came to the court of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, and he requested. He said, Huzur, we live in a very difficult time, situation. There are many translations of the Quran out there. Obviously, the audience was Urdu speaking. So he requested, he said, there are so many translations out there, but alongside those translations, you will find many, many mistakes in those translations. They're not authentic. So he requested Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma to write a translation of the Quran. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, he replied that unfortunately right now my schedule is so packed that I have no time to spare for this task, for this noble task. Because remember, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, he was that personality who would receive fatawa, who would receive questions from all across the globe, as far as South Africa, and he was in India, Bareilly Sharif. He would receive questions from many, many distant places. And he was busy in answering. He was busy in refuting those who had claimed that Allah can lie. He was busy refuting those who were questioning the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very, very active in his work. But then, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi kept insisting. Time and again he would say to the great Imam that, Huzur, please spare some time for this task, somehow. And in the end, look at the sincerity of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma. Despite serving the deen day and night, he said to his student, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi, okay, I will dictate a translation of the Quran. We will undertake this task together. Come to me during my time for Qaylula. Qaylula is the midday nap. The people who are busy all night in serving the deen, in worship, ibadat, then it is sunnah for them to take a nap during the day to preserve their energy, to refresh themselves. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma said, okay, come during that time, during my rest time, and inshallah, we will work on this project. So Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came to Ala Hazrat during that time, and along with him, there were many other ulama. And the amazing thing is that whilst dictating means he would say the tarjama of the verse and Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi would write it down. Whilst dictating, he did not have a single tafsir with him. Normally, if you're going to write a translation of the Quran, and not everybody can, you have to reach a certain caliber in scholarship, you would have tafsir all around you. The classical tafsir, you would have tafsir kabir, known as Mafatih al-Ghayb of Imam Razi. You would have Tafsir Tabari. You would have Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan. You would have Tafsir Madarik, Tafsir Baydawi. All of these tafasir which are accepted amongst the ulama, classical tafasir which explain the Quran, you would have them before you. You would have lexicons, dictionaries, because the Quran was revealed in Arabic. But subhanallah, look at the caliber, look at the expertise of the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah. He did not have a single book with him, and he would dictate on the spot without delay. So imagine, Mufti Amjadri Azmi Rahmatullahi Ali is mentioning a verse of the Quran, Allah is dictating it on the spot. Then the next verse, he's dictating it, he's saying it, and it's being written down. And subhanallah, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi would write it down. He says that me and the ulama, we would go away afterwards to cross-reference, to cross-check. And subhanallah, just as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah dictated the verse of the Quran, we would find the exact same meaning supported in the tafasir as well. We would find that very meaning being endorsed by fulan tafsir and fulan tafsir. This goes to show that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah had a powerful photographic memory. He would study and he would be able to preserve whatever he studied. Today the situation is different. Today we find it hard to remember what happened yesterday or last week. Memories have decreased. But one of the reasons for that, without digressing too much, is the afa, the destruction of sinning. The scholars of Islam have said this, that one of the reasons why a person's memory decreases and diminishes is because of his sinning. Ma'siya, guna. When a person commits sin, his memory is affected as well. So we should try our utmost to avoid sins. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq in this regard so that we can strengthen our memories. And when we have strong memories, when we hear Quran, Hadith, an Islamic lecture, we'll be able to go away and implement it. But if we continue sinning, it's going to be very difficult. We'll leave the masjid, we'll come back the next Jumu'ah, the next week, and someone will ask us what was discussed last week. Can't really remember. I don't remember. Of course, we can't judge anyone. As Muslims, we're not allowed to say so-and-so has a weak memory because of sinning. He's a great sinner, that's why he has a weak memory. Allah knows best. But generally, the ulama have said one of the causes of weak memory is sinning. So we should refrain from sinning. And particularly, the sins of the eyes, they quickly affect the memory. When a person looks at haram, fills his eyes with lust or lustful gazes on lawful things, and that affects his memory as well. So going back to it, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he had a powerful memory. He would dictate the verses of the Quran. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would write down those verses. And then there came a time where Alhamdulillah the entire Quran had been completed in terms of the translation. And it was titled Kanzul Iman fi Tarjamatil Quran. The treasure of faith. Subhanallah, what a most suitable and appropriate name. And we will discuss why this translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, is the most authentic Urdu translation of the Quran. Now, this became maqbool indal ulama wal awam, amongst the ulama and the general masses. And many mukhtasar brief commentaries were also written on Kanzul Iman. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma's own student, Sadrul Afadil Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ali, wrote a hashiya on Kanzul Iman known as Khazainul Irfan. And Alhamdulillah, about a century later, Daut Islami, this organization, Alhamdulillah, has published that work and printed it in accordance to the guidelines of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah, and it's widely available as well. Remember, directly trying to understand the Quran from the verses is a bit difficult. Otherwise, why would Imam Razi Rahmatullahi Ali write a 30-volume tafsir explaining the Quran? Why would other scholars write voluminous books explaining the Quran? Now let's go to some examples of why Kanzul Iman is the most authentic, the best translation found in the Urdu language. Just a few examples. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. This is a verse of the Quran. Now the word makar, in the Urdu language, the meaning may be limited to deception or defrauding. But the Quran was revealed in Arabic. And in Arabic, one word could have multiple meanings. And it goes without saying that when speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when speaking about other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, you have to use the most appropriate words. And this is understood. For example, in our society, a person doesn't refer to his own father, a Muslim doesn't refer to his own father by his name. It's disrespectful. Meaning, if his father's name is Tariq, for example, he won't say, "Oh Tariq." He would respectfully address his father, "Abuji," "Oh father," "Oh dad," however. But he most certainly won't address him by his name. This is wrong, inappropriate. So when translating the Quran, and there's a description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a quality of the Prophet alayhi salam is mentioned, or anything of the like, you have to use the most appropriate words, otherwise you can fall into error. Now look at this example, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The kuffar, they plot, they deceive, they try to deceive. So that meaning is appropriate for them, because this is what they do. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot say that Allah deceives, or Allah defrauds, or anything of the like. One meaning of makar in the Arabic language, which is most suitable here, is carrying out a hidden plan, khufiya tadbir, the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, which translation do you think Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma used in his tarjama? He didn't use the tarjama that majority of the people were using in their time, and they were translating it as Allah Ta'ala deceives, ma'azallah, astaghfirullah, or Allah Ta'ala defrauds, because this meaning is not appropriate at all for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, with his mastery over the Arabic language, realized that this is not the meaning that can be applied here. So he translated it as the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala implements his hidden plan. And this was the most appropriate translation in that maqam. That's just one example. Surah Duha. In this surah of the Quran, there is one verse, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Now the word ضَالًا, this is the focus of the discussion. Dalan has multiple meanings again. One meaning is misguided. When someone's misguided or gumrah, it's a negative connotation, negative meaning. Many of the translators of the time, ma'adallah, they translated it as Allah Ta'ala found you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as misguided, gumrah. Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma knew that this is not the right translation or the appropriate word to use there. It's disrespectful. The Prophet ﷺ came to guide the whole of mankind. And here someone's translating it as he was misguided. So Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, again using his vast knowledge of the Arabic language, he looked at the Quran itself. Remember, there are stages of Tafsirul Quran. The first stage is Tafsirul Quran bil Quran. When a commentator of the Quran, an exegetist, when he does a Tafsir of the Quran, a verse of the Quran, first of all, he takes guidance from the Quran itself. Is there any other verse that can help me interpret this particular verse? So Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma studied the whole Quran and look at his maharat, his expertise over the Quran. He realized that there is a verse in Surah Yusuf where Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam's father, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam, says that I can sense the fragrance of Yusuf. لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفُ. And when he said this, when Yusuf alayhi salam was obviously thrown in the well and there's the whole incident, and there was the separation, the father was grief-stricken. But Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam said, I can sense that fragrance. And his sons, who obviously had thrown Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the well themselves, they said regarding their father, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ, that by Allah, indeed you are lost in your previous love for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. You are engrossed in that old love. This is what is compelling you to say this. Dalal has been used in this verse, and the meaning here is, you could say, one who is immersed in love for someone. He has extreme love for someone. Now, this is the meaning that Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma took and applied to that verse of Surah Duha. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى, meaning, O beloved, Allah Ta'ala found you lost in His love, immersed in His love, engrossed in His mahabba, and then He guided you to Himself. Now look at the difference in the translation. One translation is ma'adallah referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as misguided, and another translation of the Quran using the Quran as a support is referring to the Prophet ﷺ in this verse as someone who is completely annihilated in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the art of translating the Quran. And this is why Kanzul Iman fi Tarjamatil Quran is the most authentic Tarjama of the Quran. There's various other places as well in this Kanzul Iman. Time does not permit, but we could go through countless examples where Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah has used the most appropriate words for the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, for the other anbiya alayhi musallam, for the awliya when Allah refers to the saliheen. The most appropriate and accurate words have been used in the translation. This is why it's aptly named Kanzul Iman, the treasure of faith. And the ulama say whoever reads this translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, that inshallah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Iman will remain safe and protected. Because he is reading an authentic translation of the Quran, and this is the faizan, the spiritual blessings of such a work. Every home should have this translation, Kanzul Iman. You should read it yourself, you should have your kids read it. And inshallah, when they read this authentic translation of the Quran, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Their ishq for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase manifold. And alongside reading the translation, the aqaid will also strengthen as well, their beliefs regarding Islam, regarding Allah, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this was just one work we touched upon today. Kanzul Iman fi Tarjamatil Quran. And how many works are still being carried out today, mentioning the beauty, the excellence, the amazing methodology adopted in this translation of the Quran. And we heard also how Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma, he didn't write it himself, he dictated it. And during this dictation, there were no tafasir around him. It wasn't the case that he had tafasir all around him. One other thing, look at the adab of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma, that before he even started this project, upon the insistence of Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had some reservations. He said to Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi, you're asking me to dictate the translation of the Quran, then it will go for print, but I'm not satisfied with what goes on in the publishing houses. When he was asked, what do you mean? He says, there people disrespect the books. Ma'adullah, sometimes they sit on the books, Islamic literature, and they have no regard for the fact that these books contain Quran and Hadith, the texts of Islamic literature. And now this particular project, the entire Quran will be printed. How can you ensure that the respect will be maintained throughout? That this respect will be upheld throughout? Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave assurances, and he said, oh Imam, don't worry about that. For this task, I myself will remain there and I will make sure that anybody who works on the printing of this particular Quran, Kanzul Iman, that they're always in a state of wudu. Why? Because you're touching pages with verses of the Quran on there. So I will make sure all the workers are in a state of wudu as long as they're working on this project. And I will also ensure that the things that you have mentioned, disrespectful things that people, ma'adallah, end up sitting on the books and doing all sorts, placing the books on the floor, none of that will happen. And when Ala Hazrat was mutma'in, satisfied, that Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi will make sure and he will overlook, he will see that none of this takes place, no disrespect, he agreed to it, alhamdulillah. So this was the adab of the great Imam, and then he dictated the Quran. We know Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi would write the Quran, and when he would go away to cross-reference and cross-check, he would find that the translation given by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was 100% in accordance to the classical tafasir. This person was a genius. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma is sitting there with no books around him, but he is giving accurate translations of the Quran, which are in light of 1400 years of classical scholarship and commentaries of the Quran. So it's a humble request. Do read this translation of the Quran. Today, unfortunately, we become less of a reading public. It's all about social media. We'll happily sit there and go through video after video. But if you ask somebody about reading the Quran, when was the last time they read the Quran? When was the last time they tried to understand the Quran? It's a very dire situation. This is why I'm continuously through this bayan requesting that we purchase an authentic translation of the Quran. Kanzul Iman is available in the bookstore outside. If Hamul Quran, the clear criterion, is also available, go away and study the Quran. When you study the Quran, you will know what Allah wants from you. There are 89 such verses in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses me and you directly through those verses. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. These 89 verses, at least we should study those verses. What is my Lord saying to me? I'm a believer in Allah. I'm a mu'min. What's Allah saying to me? What does He require from me? Not that anything benefits Him when we do it, but what have I been commanded to do? And this is why we should open the Quran. We should study the Quran, understand the Quran, and then implement the Quran in our lives, inshallah. For this purpose, we need an authentic translation of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, throughout this bayan, we mentioned the perfection of this translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. Please try and purchase it on your way out. And those who are watching on Madani channel as well, you should also try and obtain a copy of this Quran, Kanzul Iman, or the clear criterion, Ifhamul Quran, in the English language, alhamdulillah. This is for the English audience. There's so many literature in the Urdu language. Maybe there was a complaint. There's nothing for the English audience. Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami has fulfilled that lack of English translation of the Quran and commentary of the Quran. Both of these majestic books can be purchased, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to study our religion of Islam, to study Quran, and to implement it in our lives for our own betterment, inshallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you all.